Are you connected?
Hello and welcome to Are You Connected? It's episode number 80 and today is the 29th of August 2015. Today I have with me my usual partner in RUC, Lois Smithers. How are you, Lois?
I'm good, thanks, Jenny. And how are you going?
Oh, not too bad for this time of the year. It's the last few days of winter, 3 days to go and it's spring.
Yes, well, I'm looking forward to that. I think it's been a very cold, yucky winter.
It has. And guess what? We've made it to number 80. Can you believe it?
I know, a zero birthday.
It's very exciting. So we've been a while since our last podcast. What's been happening, Lois?
Well, I think the most exciting thing that's been happening for us is Tournament of the Minds. Yes. I've been to Tournament of the Minds before, but this time I've taken a team. Well, in fact, we took three teams to Tournament of the Minds in Gippsland.
Right.
And it was quite an interesting experience, but I've really enjoyed it, and I think the kids have learnt so much from it. And we've actually got one team into the state finals.
Wow, that's terrific.
Yes. It wasn't my team. It was the maths and engineering team. But I think the teacher that took that team is quite experienced, and see what he's done with the kids was amazing, and how he's embedded a whole heap of storytelling around the problem and then to solve the problem, and they've had singing, and it was just brilliant. Right.
And although the kids have to actually make it up themselves, don't they?
Absolutely.
Do everything themselves.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
It's so funny because I went to Tournament of the Minds last weekend and I didn't know
you
were doing it. I was there.
Yeah, right.
I haven't been coaching the kids or anything. We had one of our parents who's a secondary teacher and has been involved with Tournaments of the Minds for a few years.
Oh, okay, yep.
So,
did you just do one team?
We had our first team ever. We've never been in it before.
Which one did you do? Which problem? There's language and literature. There's the social sciences.
We did language and literature.
Yeah, so that was the Aaron Blaby one.
Mm,
that was the one I coached as well. And then there's social sciences, which was you had to choose someone from history to boot out of Wikimedia.
Oh, no, that's the one we did. We did that.
Yeah,
we did that. Yeah. They had Leonardo da Vinci.
Yep.
They had
Beethoven, all sorts of people. Yeah.
Yeah, different people. Yeah. Yeah. So that was good. Yeah, that was very well done. And
it was a good problem, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great. And they performed it at La Trobe University here in Bendigo.
Yes, we do the Federation University in Gippsland.
Right, yeah. And then they performed it at our assembly yesterday, which was terrific.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because, it's a short little show. Has to be short, limited
to
time.
It's 10 minutes.
Yeah, and I think ours ran about 7 minutes or something.
Yeah.
And because of that, it was great advertising because so many people don't know what Tournament of the Minds is.
I know. Well, that was part of our problem, and our kids weren't quite sure what it's about because it's quite, you know, you're sort of locked down doing all this coaching, and then you go off to do the show at a different place. So we've actually filmed ours, so we're hoping to put it onto the our website so kids can see it for next year.
Yes, ours was filmed as well, so that would be great to be able to use that, adding a bit of digital leverage.
Yes,
which is great.
Digital leverage.
Yeah, and great advertising, so who knows what it's about. But
aren't there great personal skills that the kids get out of it, that team building and all that, working with each other and compromising and you know.
Yep.
And they have to work quite hard because 6 weeks, they get 6 weeks from when they know what the problem is to when they have to perform it.
Yeah.
And we do it all in our own time basically. So the kids gave up their lunch times to do it and a couple of after school times.
Yep, it's a great collaborative problem-solving activity, isn't it?
Yes, and you're not allowed to buy costumes or anything like that, so they have to make all that themselves.
I think they're allowed $10 to spend.
I think it's $70 per team all up.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But that's you have to cost everything. You have to you have to cost, you know, any paper you use or
– Yeah, yeah.
So – and but basically you encourage the kids to do a lot of recycling and all that sort of thing. So it's really good. And everything you need on the day you take with you.
Yeah, it was great. So up here in Bendigo, there weren't as many teams in it as usual.
Oh, okay.
And I think it's come to a point in time where it needs to be re-energised.
Yeah.
And I think some teachers might have moved on that used to be involved in it, you know, the end of the cycle.
Yeah.
And we need to start again and get a whole new group into it.
Yeah.
So that's what we're hoping to happen for next year.
I've got to say, Gippsland University, there were busloads of kids turning up.
Okay.
So, and there was, you know, in the university it was swarming. There were kids everywhere. And
there were quite a few, but it was secondary and primary.
Yes, same.
So you couldn't tell them. Yeah.
Anyway, so that was good. That's been our big thing. It's quite time consuming, but it's was really enjoyable. Lovely working with the kids in that sort of atmosphere too. So, and what about you, Jen? What have you been doing that's a bit different or a bit new?
Well, the latest thing I've been having a little bit of a go at are the Sphero balls and the drones.
We got a
Parrot mini drone and three Sphero balls on loan, actually, that we're trying out.
Oh, okay.
It's interesting because, you know, I bring them home to have a bit of a go and get my skills up, whatever, and it works like clockwork at home.
Yes.
Take it to school and the app quits. Take it to school and it won't connect.
So do you think that's networking?
Don't know, because they connect via Bluetooth.
Oh.
So it should just connect anywhere, shouldn't it? Shouldn't matter about the network.
What do you do with Sphero balls? Do you actually program them like little robots or something?
Yeah, there are various apps you can use with them. Some apps you basically just use the controls on the iPad and tilt it and push forward and back and it goes wherever you do it on the chat.
Yeah.
But other apps like Tickle, for instance, Tickle's a great app because it allows you to program a variety of things, like the drone is on there, the Sphero balls, dot and dash, a whole lot of those little robot-y things are on there, and it allows you to program them using block programming like Scratch.
Oh, okay. We'll have to put a link to that program in our
When the blocks come up, they're sort of all geared towards whatever device you have.
Okay. Radio.
Mm. And then you can program it to set a course of some sort and then press play, of course, and watch and see where it goes and what it does.
Mm.
And I guess you can put challenges of making your Sphero ball go here, there, follow a course or make your Sphero ball push something along to get something from one place to another.
Yeah.
Make your Sphero ball play soccer.
Right.
So all sorts of things.
It's a robot-y thing. Yeah.
And you can make it change colours. And the Sphero ball glows different colours and things. So you can set up a really nice sequence, do it to music. It's just got lots of ideas and have the kids like them. Mm-hmm. They've liked them even though we haven't had huge success. The couple of little times they've worked, it's just the sparks, you know, lit and they're all still wanting to have a go. No one's giving up.
No. I imagine they're very appealing.
Yes, and the drone, of course, it's just zoom, you know, and it's quite interesting to hear some kids say, yeah, I've got a drone and you know, a few have got drones and things, so it's interesting. Hmm.
So the kids program that too and use that, or is that still, you're still experimenting with that?
Still experimenting with the drones, and again, the drones come with an app where you can just use the touch screen to navigate.
Yeah.
Or again, you can use Tickle and put in the programming.
So if you go out of range, do you lose the drone or will it just drop to the ground? Or
it will drop to the ground. And our drone actually has these nice wheels on it.
Yeah.
Because it's a parrot drone and it has these wheels that you can connect onto it. Very light.
Mm-hmm.
And when it drops, it sort of bounces.
Oh, well, that's good.
And that keeps the drone really safe. Yeah. If it bounces into the walls or anything, it will bounce and just drop to the floor.
Okay.
But also you can have it on rolling, so it's not flying. It just rolls along the floor.
Oh, okay.
It rolls up the wall and it can roll across the ceiling.
That sounds fun.
You can do all sorts of things. You can also set the range on it. So if you only want it to go 2 minutes high, it won't go any higher.
Right.
So that's really good.
That's
so
a good idea.
Keep it safe and not going away. So, but kids are very interested in them and they really love being able to program 3D objects.
Yes.
Oh, well, you know, not just your sprite on the screen.
It's so much more real, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually a thing and see it.
Oh, it sounds great.
So it's been lots of fun.
Ooh. I'd love to get into more coding at my school, but it's just trying to work out how I can fit that into a program.
Fit that in, yeah. Well, it works very nicely in the WIM Centre because they come in, each class comes in each week and borrows books and does different activities. And
I'm sure that's advanced maths too, isn't it, Jen?
Yes, it is.
I do advanced maths, so maybe I can fit it into that section of my program.
Very much advanced maths.
Ooh.
Angles, all
Ooh,
sorts of
good,
things.
Good.
Series and sequences and, you can really go to town with it.
Okay.
Well, gee, 2015 has been very busy so far with lots of different conferences on, hasn't it?
It's nearly over and we haven't even talked about Slide to Learn yet.
No.
Because I think last time we did our podcast, it was just before Slide to Learn.
It was.
So I'm still thinking about lots of things that I learned there, and a particular of interest to me was the Field of Mars presentations. And the Field of Mars is the environmental centre in New South Wales, and where children go and they learn all about the bush or animals, and the kids make a documentary about creatures. And when I saw that, I thought that works with my TV show ideas so well. But, you know, it's been lovely to pick some of the ideas out of there to improve my TV show program. And so I've enjoyed that, and I'm looking at that on they've got some beautiful resources on iTunes U.
Yep.
And so that's the first time I've really been interested in iTunes U as well, because I haven't really seen I guess I've not investigated, but it's the first time I've really seen it used well that I think. It's not the first time it's been used well, it's the first time I've seen it. So I'm fascinated with how that's all put together there and how they've documented their whole program on there. So it's been great.
It was a wonderful presentation.
And it was a wonderful keynote, and the presentations. And
you really needed to mention the name of the wonderful speaker, who was Steve Papp.
Yes.
And Steve's presentation, his keynote was terrific. And I actually went away and looked up the David Attenborough videos.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And I showed them to a class at school, mm-hmm. and we had a turn of all being David Attenborough and talking about some things that we had just in the classroom in David Attenborough style.
Oh, okay.
And we actually had thoughts about making our own ones. So yeah.
No,
he was really inspiring.
And Steve was inspiring. He talked about children's learning and the environment, the importance of teaching them about environment. And so that's my big takeaway from Sly to Learn. What's yours, Jen? What's your big?
Well, I really enjoyed the amazing app race.
Yeah,
at Slide to Learn, they had people teaming up, and all through the conference, they were busily collecting different pieces of information that they had to for the challenge.
Yes,
and then finally presenting it by a certain time to be in the competition.
So,
and the app amazing race allowed them to develop all sorts of skills.
Yeah. Engaged them, didn't it?
Yeah.
Engaged
so I everybody. Came back to school, and we had a curriculum day a few weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and I thought, gee, maybe I could do an app amazing race just for that day and make it smaller, of course.
Yes.
Not as large as it was for Slide to Learn.
Well, we had more than
modified
one day.
And modify it to suit my teachers at school for mm-hmm. things that I thought would be good for them to experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so I handed out, we had a meeting, and I handed out the envelopes, I think, on the Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
They had the little tasks that there were 10 different activities they had to do.
Right.
Now in their teams, and
they got. How many in a team? Was it two or three?
We had three or four people in a team.
Right. Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't too onerous. They might have done two things, or maybe three.
Yes.
Things. So that was good for them, and they had from Wednesday, and then our curriculum day was on Friday.
Right.
So some of the things they could actually get done
beforehand. Yes, that's a good idea.
Some things they could do on the day. So
because curriculum days are really quite busy. It's not as if you've got a lot of time to go off and do other things.
That's right. Well, we had school visits, so
the
activities fitted in with school visits as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
maybe
great.
You could post an example of some of the activities they did on the website, Jen, so people can see.
Yeah, I could put the 10 activities that they had to do.
That'd be great.
I can put that little document on there. I'll put that on there. But, the teachers all worked together as a team, which was great because there was collaboration.
Yes.
And then, of course, they had to collate it into one document, and we had some just put it all into a book creator.
Oh, yes.
So they put their pictures, they put their movies, they put their sound into there, and then another group put theirs together in iMovie.
Okay, yes. Well, they're my two favourite apps.
Yeah. So
my two go-to apps.
Yep, both of them great places to put things.
Well, so they are, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
You can collate just about anything in those two apps.
Yeah, the other thing I liked about Slide to Learn was I used Periscope a bit at Slide to Learn.
You did.
It was my first go at it, so some of the filming was a bit dodgy, to say the least, when I look at it. But it was my first go at just Periscoping live some of the sessions that were on.
So, Periscope let you actually feed out the sessions to the general public, didn't it?
Yes, yes.
And anyone who – now, you need to explain to our listeners a little bit how that works. So
Periscope film, yes, and then it's live broadcasting. So it broadcasts it live, streaming live. So someone can watch it live there, and they can ask questions while they're watching.
Mm-hmm.
And then it stays on Periscope for 24 hours. and people have got 24 hours to watch it, and then it goes off Periscope.
But so how do people find what's on Periscope? How do they, like, how would people
know? Periscope is like Twitter.
Ah, yes.
And if you join Periscope, it whoever's on your Twitter stream who's on Periscope, you get a notification. You get a tweet saying they're going to be on Periscope, and then you can go over to Periscope and watch, see what's happening. And you can follow people in Periscope like you do on Twitter.
Yep, okay, gotcha.
So you can do that. And the person who takes the Periscope, though, you can actually tick to say, save this to your camera roll.
Oh.
So then once you've saved it to your camera roll, you could put it on YouTube or put it on your website, wherever you want to put it, so that people can look at it for more than just 24 hours.
Yep. Mm. Oh, great. You know, the interesting Periscope's fascinating when you use it that way, but I have heard in terms of cyber safety, we have to be very careful with what kids are doing with it because
– That's right.
Yeah, because sometimes kids are doing very strange things, like just I've heard one of the cyber safety talks by Greg Gephardt where he's mentioned that kids are just turning it on at night and sitting it on their bedside table, and if you tuned into Periscope, you could watch that child sleep, you know, which is just crazy. So we've
So they'd be reported and they'd be thrown off Periscope, I would say, fairly quickly.
Yeah. So we just have to be very careful with our kids with that one, with a bit of new, don't we?
So anyway, but that was a great takeaway. And since then I've used Periscope also at DigiCon.
Yes.
So I Periscoped the sessions from there, the Spark sessions.
Yeah.
And they were good because they're only little short 15 minute sessions.
Yes.
So they're great. That's the sort of length thing you want on Periscope. You don't want something too long.
No.
BTN are using Periscope, of course, and are Periscoping into classrooms. And they run that with their website, and kids are talking about and asking questions and getting that immediate feedback in the classroom. It's a little difficult to get it to work in the classroom, mind you, because you need to have some 3G connectivity because proxies and things seem to block things.
Right, yes, that's a bit of an issue, isn't it?
But we've got around that, and it's working really well. Kids are really enthused about it.
Right, so they're actually interactive. So they're watching BTN, but at the same time they can ask questions of the presenters.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. That's what's happening, yeah. And Slide to Learn next year, of course, is going to be way up north in Cairns, which is great.
Which is nice because, you know, we were a bit sick of our winter this year, weren't we?
Yeah.
So we needed a bit of warmth.
Yep. Hobart was pretty cold.
It was beautiful. Like, there's nothing wrong with Hobart. It was stunning. It's just
that it's lovely.
There was more winter on top of our winter.
We've had a lot of cold Slide to Learns lately, so next week it's going to be heated up world in Cairns, and I mean it's going to be a great environmental theme as well.
Well, that's so totally different, isn't it? That'll be
people
lovely.
Out there who like the environment will be having a lot of great environmental sessions.
Oh, so it sounds fabulous. Actually, it sounds very exciting. So early in July, isn't it?
And Lois, you've been off to a conference.
I went to the ACR or the ASO assessment conference.
Yes.
And the big takeaway from that one was a keynote by Dr. Rukmini Banerjee, and she was from India, and she talked about children not attending school and how she's a university lecturer, and someone came to her and said, look, we can get 70% of our attendance at school, but we can't get above that. What do you think's going on? And when she looked at it, it turns out they were doing social promotion where the kids just went through the school. They taught from textbooks and kids went through school, you know, each year. They just promoted. Mm. And when they actually did some work on assessment and looking at the kids, a lot of them couldn't read. And so they were bored. You know, they weren't interested because they didn't understand what was going on. They weren't reading. And so they developed a series of camps for the kids to go through where they were assessed, and they mixed the age groups up and they taught them to their level, and they have had this incredible success rate in getting kids engaged in learning and reading. But there's an absolutely beautiful YouTube film there of and it just makes you realise how spoilt we are with kids working and learning and so engaged and so happy, but a lot of their work is done with a piece of chalk on a concrete floor or a bowl of ripped up pieces of paper where their key words are all, and it makes no difference to them, you know. And we think we have to have everything laminated and beautiful, and that's not. And so I particularly enjoyed this film because it was about just the engagement of kids and what learning looks like. And so I've put that on there for people to share.
Great.
Mm. And a lot of other things were interesting about the progress of assessment to being online, and a really quite an innovative program where kids have to work collaboratively, and they've developed the ability to assess their team working skills and different things like that, which are quite hard to assess sometimes. So some of that
sounds great.
Yeah, some of that was interesting.
That's sounds like it'd be very interesting to do with the new pedagogies.
Yes. Yeah. So a lot of that was to come. It's sort of in the wings. I think it's not far away.
What about you, Jen?
You've been to?
Well, I went to DLTV.
Yes, and we talked about that briefly.
We did, yes. But they had a fringe festival running alongside the whole conference.
Yep.
And one of the activities at the fringe festival were the Spark sessions. Mm-hmm. And I started going to them, and then I ended up going to them for the whole the whole conference, and I just went to all the Spark sessions. But if you look on the website, the list of Spark sessions there, that was an amazing group of people.
Right.
Narissa Lung's one about risk-taking and about her lovely playground where they had the pile of sand and the unused bricks.
Oh, wow.
And the kids have just built amazing things with them at playtime. It was just really inspiring.
A pile of bricks.
Yep, there were lots of great inspiring talks. So it was like a
Spark session. Sound great.
It was just a smorgasbord of great ideas and things people had done, and
it's like an in between a workshop and a keynote. It's neither of those. It's a snapshot more of some great ideas.
Yeah, it's a bit like an Ignite session.
Yep.
Or have you been to Ignite sessions?
No.
Right, Ignite sessions, you have 20 slides, and each slide is only allowed for 15 seconds.
No, I have been to an Ignite session, Jen. I think I've actually done one.
Yep, yep.
It was very stressful, I found.
Scott Duncan did a really great one about school councils, junior school councils.
Yep,
that's his and thing, that was really enjoyable. I went away and thought, that's great, I'll show that to our school council person.
Yep.
Andrew Williamson's did a great one about arts education, in or out.
Yep.
And showed us some great stats on timetable allowances and things, how the arts are faring in that. So that was great. Tom March was there, and he did one.
Oh right.
And he was good because he's been around for quite some while.
Tom March, that's right. He did WebQuest. I remember that.
That's right.
I know, and he's been to DLTV before, I think.
Yeah. So it was called Let's Make New Mistakes. Yeah, lots of different things, lots of different little talks, and they're meant to be somewhere online, so I'll find out that and put a link in.
Yeah. Yes. And what have you got coming up, Jen? It looks like you've got a teach meet coming up.
Coming up, we've got a teach meet in Bendigo. Well,
that's pretty good.
September 10th.
That's not the first one in Bendigo, is it?
No, we've had one before. Yeah. Was it last year or the year before?
Was it Ararat? Was it close? Not quite there.
We had a teach meet in Bendigo. So quite some time ago though. So this will be our first one.
Yes.
It's for all schools, whether you're independent schools or government schools.
Yes.
So we encourage everybody to come along to hashtag in Bendigo.
And you've got teachers presenting from your school, I hear.
I'm hoping to have some teachers from my school presenting, which is lovely to be able to encourage them and take that next step in their development.
Well, it's such a reflective process, isn't it? When you have to you have to talk to people about your practice. It's such a strong way to reflect on what you're doing and you know what's important about it. I think it's really worthwhile.
That's right, and they're doing some great things with digital leverage in their classroom. They'll be hopefully coming along and
sharing that.
Okay, Lois. Well, I think we're finished for today.
I think so, Jen. I think we'd
thanks for finding the time.
Yeah.
We finally done it and found the time and put it up. So we'll get this all organised and put it up. Thanks to our listeners for listening today. We hope you've given you something to go away and think about and perhaps try in your classroom.
Yes. Let's hope everyone has got a little bit of something from something, or at least has something to listen to while they do the vacuum cleaning.
Or driving in the car.
Or driving, yes. Thanks, Jen. Thanks for everything.
Okay, then. Bye for now.
Bye for now.